Donald J. Trump serving as the 45th US president, what new challenges face journalists as they try to cover the White House and Congress accurately and fairly? Well, that's the question that was discussed on Thursday at the annual symposium in Washington, organized by the US's oldest college for journalists, the Missouri School of Journalism. David Kurpius is the dean of the school and joins me now. Now, David, the title of this symposium was Fact-Checking Fake News and the Future of Political Reporting. Why was that chosen as the theme?
Well, good evening, Chris. We chose it because it's obviously a hot topic in discussion among citizens and journalists within the United States, and it's something that the Missouri School of Journalism and our teaching methods have focused on since the first day in 1908. And we care about good, solid journalism and checking the facts and doing the deep digging and making a vigorous attempt to get to the bottom of the facts before we report them.
How much is the landscape changing for journalists, particularly new journalists that are coming into the profession, particularly those that are trying to cover stories surrounding the White House, President Trump, and Congress?
Well, we were reminded today by actually one of our alumnus, Major Garrett from CBS News, who was a speaker there, and he reminded us that these issues go back to the days of Abraham Lincoln, and that he had a relationship with the press that was tense, and it has continued through lots of other administrations. And so it's not a new issue, but one of the things that has changed are we have new technologies and strategies that are bringing new challenges to journalism. But as long as journalists and journalism organizations stay focused on the role that we play in democracy and that we fight fiercely to support the First Amendment, which is key to our democracy in its entirety, then we're going to find the truth and inform citizens and ultimately we'll be okay.
So is it a sense that, you know, that landscape can change as much as it likes, but actually the role of a journalist remains the same?
It's a very important role because we are not acting for ourselves as journalists. We're acting on behalf of citizens, and we're trying to make sure that they get good, trustworthy, accurate information on which they can make decisions about their government, about their lives within the society. And so I would agree that the technologies may change, the delivery systems may change, the way that governmental officials and the powerful and journalists interact may change, but at the end of the day, it's about, you know, just really good, hard journalistic effort to get to the facts and share them appropriately with citizens.
But how difficult does that job become when you have, say, you know, a press secretary such as Sean Spicer, who, and people are not being allowed into press briefings, and there is that restriction, and people are being told not to trust the news? How much more difficult does that make the job of a journalist?
Well, I think it does make it more difficult because trust and credibility are what we bank on. And when you have people who are powerful trying to lower the levels of trust within the country, that becomes an issue. But it's not new with the Trump presidency. This has happened in previous presidencies, both Democrats and Republicans. And we had both a conservative and a liberal administration press secretary on the panels today. And the amazing thing is that, in principle, they agreed with what was going on and how it was being portrayed. And so they said, you know, this is going to settle down. It's part of the job. It's a new administration. And the journalists and the administration will work out a way to get to the bottom of the information. And so there was some hope that came out of this. But one thing that came out of it as well is that with Twitter and other social media outlets, you know, it moves much faster and there are volumes of information to go through, to fact check, and that makes the job of journalists much more difficult. But that's one of the things that the Missouri School of Journalism focuses on in our training, not just of our students, but also of professionals who come back for retraining. And it is finding better ways to sift through the information and get to the core truth that we need to share with citizens.
One of the things that we've heard a lot about recently in the UK around Brexit and then also in the US around the recent elections is this idea of people living in their own little echo chamber where they subscribe to news that they are interested in. They listen to those channels, which kind of are just confirming the opinions that they already have. How does a journalist deal with that?
Well, so I think that social media helped create that, but social media also can be a way to break through that. And so we need to make sure that we're getting stories out that hit the social media feeds and provide opportunities for citizens to take advantage of different types of information coming across from different perspectives. The other thing that is kind of heartening is that we're seeing the major media in particular, like the New York Times, the National Journal, Washington Post, among others, they're seeing tremendous increase in their digital subscriptions and time spent on their websites. And so we know there's an appetite for good quality information out there, and people are going to seek that out. And so I think there's some hope within the concern that's being raised by many in our society.
And we've talked a lot about, you know, the difficulties and the barriers that journalists are having to face. But surely as well, all these new avenues of social media and the fact that, you know, these sites are seeing a big increase in their digital subscription, that has to be a real positive, that there's a huge appetite for news and new ways of telling these stories as well.
There's no doubt about that. In fact, Chrissy, you may not know this, but Investigative Reporters and Editors is based at the Missouri School of Journalism. And so we've seen a resurgence in data journalism and investigative reporting, both through IRE and our students working with them, but also in the courses we teach. And we have six professional news organizations based at the school, including a television station, a radio station, a newspaper, all community-based outlets, but our newspaper has been printed since 1908. And what's changed is we can get more data, we can use it in more sophisticated ways, we can do more sophisticated analyses on it, and that's helping journalists do really good work that gets to the truth and can show trends and can really hold the powerful accountable.
Thank you very much. That's David Kurpius, who is the Dean of the Missouri School of Journalism.